Captain Skullhead show. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and across from me, as always, is Jake.
I'm not always across from you.
Yeah, you kind of are, which makes it awkward for my home life, I gotta say.
Sometimes I'm underneath you, big boy.
Yeah, you're frequently beneath me, as is this conversation.
Oh. Wow, you're a lot more installed than I am today. I'm tired. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep the last couple of days. I decided that my goal, my more important and more pressing goal than anything now is to get 8 new zones into testing by tomorrow night on dev. So I decided that I was going to, again, for the second day in a row, get up like 5 hours after I went to sleep so that I could actually come in here and spend a good 6 hours working on the stuff before the show. And I succeeded at that. So it's, man, it's so close I can taste it, man.
What does it taste
also,
like?
Also, I've been licking the network drive.
So it tastes like dusty plastic?
Yep, dusty plastic and cat hair.
I know, by the way, that we're really quiet, and Jake should probably put his mic a little bit closer, because he tends to talk more quietly than I do. But that's something that's a problem with Sam, so go ahead and turn your volume up, guys, and I'll warn you when we play music.
Samantha, stop having that problem!
You're not the boss of me now.
Sounded very little like Tony Danza. yeah, a lot of people talking about that familiar item that got leaked. Shut up. No answers for you.
How did we get something leaked?
It was because the Comma Chameleon code didn't check to make sure that a familiar item was public before it allowed it to be given out. So somebody's chameleon found a familiar item for a familiar that's unreleased.
I see.
Anyway, you don't know. You guys may never see it now, because I got all mad and decided to nerf that familiar preemptively. I nerfed it so much it doesn't even exist anymore.
I think what y'all should do is go to the forums and start a 10-page thread going, what do you think the bone collar is going to be for?
I think they already did.
Yeah.
The monkey says, I am starting a rumor that you are nerfing Ascension and changing the Naughty Sorceress quest so that when you click on her tower, you get a message saying that you will finish the quest as soon as possible as it was before. Can you back me in this if people check? No.
Yeah, you know, something I love is rumors that aren't true and yet continue to have currency, like the hermit killing thing, which got old a lot faster for me than for a lot of people.
I kind of like the fact that with love comes strange currencies. But this is my appeal. Stop talking about the hermit.
You are kind of appealing.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will any of these 7+1 original areas be in the beach, the woods, the nearby plains, the mysterious island, the big mountain, or the dungeon full of dungeons? My sources say no. But my sources are frequently completely wrong.
I would say concentrate and ask again later. And by later, I mean like Tuesday.
Yeah, after the content actually rolls out. I very much believe that the 7+1 original areas, that's much easier to say.
I very much believe
that they will come out as a week from tomorrow's Tuesday update. That is what I very much believe. EPeters02 says, why are there 8 mountain streams in the 6-pack of mountain stream? We need a 6-pack of cliches.
Yeah.
With 8 cliches in it.
Or a picture of 8 of them, and then only 6 are actually in there. What does a cliche look like? Does it look like a bitch?
Yeah. Pikachamp says, could you make it so when you fail to use a skill from lack of MP, that the menu remembers the skill you tried to use and not the one that you last successfully used? That probably would be fine for it to behave that way.
Yeah, that would be useful.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you be releasing the new guild quest with NS13 or as a Tuesday update? Can you tell us a bit about what you have planned for some of the guild quests? Now, pretty much everything that isn't done is still up in the air enough that I don't want to really give any details for fear of being, you know, wrong later. And they're not going to be part of NS13. They'll probably be something that we, you know, get a hair up our ass one at a time to work on like we did before, just sort of periodically. But I doubt if we see any of them before NS13.
The Gunrun says, you guys should do the show from Iraq. You sirs are doing great injustice to our troops. Injustice? Impossible. And how do you know we're not doing the show from Iraq?
Yeah. Maybe because we haven't been blown up yet.
Yeah, we're actually doing the show from a secret bunker somewhere in Iraq.
This neighborhood is like a demilitarized zone. I mean, you know, the building really ought to be condemned. There's serious metal fatigue in all the load-bearing beams, and it's totally inadequate for our power needs.
You know that one time that I listened to all of Black Sabbath's albums one after the other? I got some serious metal fatigue.
Yeah. I don't believe that ever actually happened, Mr. Skullhand.
No, I never get tired of rocking out with my caulking gun out.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you make it so that the higher your mysticality is, the higher your spell damage becomes? It's already like that to a limited extent. I don't know. We may eventually decide to seriously reevaluate that kind of stuff. But all of the ideas that we've had have kind of, in order to make a serious difference, we'd have to do stuff that would, I don't know, be a little goofy. And I don't want to feel like we're like messing with spells as a response to Lunging Thrust Smack being better than all the spells, you know? I'd rather it make sense narratively and be its own thing. And so, you know, we're always talking about, off and on in the dev forum, we're always tossing around ideas. Because we're a bunch of tossers there in the dev forum. Grug the Just says, any chance we could honor Steve Irwin's memory with a skill? I'm thinking power word. Crikey!
As much as I'm sorry Steve Irwin's dead and everything, I don't think that a fitting eulogy for him is in our game.
Yeah, it's Steve Irwin's death is kind of turning into the next snakes on a plane.
Mm.
But it's, you know, crocs on a tombstone.
Hello. What do you want on your tombstone? Crocodiles.
Jump the Shark says, a repetition filter for chat PMs? Sometimes when I'm lagging, I press the chat button multiple times and it sends like five times. I was thinking that what I need to do actually is have Xenophobe work some JavaScript magic with every button in the game where once you click it, it disables itself so that you just can't ever submit something more than once. I don't know what would happen if the request got lagged out, though, so that's, you know. Bahu says, will we ever get alternative ways to defeat the Naughty Sorceress instead of using the Smurf every time? Probably not.
Yeah, I think it's, I think that's also going to make a lot more sense once something happens.
Yeah.
It's going to happen soon.
There'll be a lot of things in the Sorceress Quest that probably get clues with NS13 because they, you know, when we designed the Sorceress Quest in the first place, it was at a time when pretty much everyone playing the game were Shorebots.
Yeah.
And had, you know, basically everyone playing the game had 100 of every single item. And so none of the puzzles were really all that challenging to the people who had been sitting through the same content over and over and over and over and over again for the, you know, year and a half that the Sorceress Quest was incomplete. And, you know. Bunyip Andler says, I was listening to the show last Thursday, and when you made that joke about getting raped at the bar, I laughed insanely, and then my mom had a long talk with me about how rape is serious. But the entire time, I was thinking to myself, rape is funny, and made sure not to smile. I'm proud of you, Bunyip. Oh, boy.
Rape is only funny until someone loses an eye.
Really? Rape is only funny until somebody loses a virginity?
That's over the top.
Why is this ceremonial knife on this table? Where did this thing come from?
Oh, that's
a sacrifice.
That's a dagger from Russia. And sooner or later, it's going to hang on the wall with the paddles.
Dagger? I hardly know her.
So, I'm going to hang it right next to the paddles, so if I'm in a hurry, somebody might end up just getting stabbed in the asshole. which happens more often at that office than it should.
You know, every time you reach for a paddle, I get figuratively stabbed in the asshole. And spiritually. Stabbed in the spiritual asshole with some sort of spiritual spear. Or knife-itual.
I read The Age of Spiritual Assholes, and I thought that was an interesting expose of televangelism.
Jebido Namfoodle says, just FYI, if you make the familiar weight for the tower based off the base weight instead of the buffed weight, I quit the game. Well, you know. If we had negative one players for every person that quit the game... Oh, wait. No, I'm not going to do anything lame or mean. Dalgar says that Mr. Skull had repeated critical hit messages with the Boner Dagon and the Drunk Goat. Also, Hot Stuff needs to speak up. Hot Stuff hasn't been on the radio for months. That's why you can't hear him. at least. I don't know that... It's possible that Riff or I wrote one of those crit messages. The last, like... The last probably 100 of the messages, we were all sort of working on at the same time, so.
I see. Boner Dagon, Drunk Goat. Oh. They both say you just hit the pain trifecta.
Oh.
But which is certainly something I did twice, but I frequently use jokes over again that I think are funny.
Yeah, no, I know. I keep notes, like, it's gotten to the point where if I can't think of anything novel to say, if I know I've made another joke already or that we have somewhere else in the game, it's still probably okay because there's really only so many ways that you can describe certain things. Tag says, hey, Jake, you should code a Kingdom of Loathing only internet browser so you can use the entire screen and not have to worry about the address bar, etc. I actually did. I got Microsoft to build it into Internet Explorer. It's accessed by hitting F11. I don't know if it works in Firefox or not. Yep, yes, it works in Firefox also. It's cool. It's the Kingdom of Loathing only browser.
Wow. It's like... a party in my monitor, and everyone's invited.
Hollywood Undead says, how come when I summon 5 cocktail crafting ingredients, I always get 2 coconut shells, a little paper umbrella, and 2 magical ice cubes? This has happened, like, every day. Yeah, we hard-coded it for you because we thought it'd be funny. It was, like, a kind of an experiment to see, like, what would happen if one player named Hollywood Undead got the exact same results from something that was supposed to be random every single day? Would he go crazy? Would he think that he was Bill Murray in Groundhog Day and, like, jump off a building or drive a car into a quarry?
I have to say, of all the scenarios that we thought, this one is probably the least exciting.
Yeah, yeah. You're really a disappointment. I guess we can turn off the experiment now. So, anyway, you should be fine tomorrow, Hollywood Undead.
Yeah.
Slow on me says, you should put bananas in the game when you implement the gauze hammock so we can combine them to make a banana hammock.
I think, the terrorists win when people wear a banana hammock.
Yeah. Cornoke says, monster-specific criticals show up while fighting the darkness. Should this be? If regular miss messages don't show up when fighting the darkness, then the criticals probably shouldn't either. So I'll look into that. Hogulus has an idea that I actually think is kind of cool. One way to make speedrunners use non-volleyball familiars is to add their most frequently used familiar to their ascension histories and list the percentage margin by which they're the most frequently used. So, like, if a run has 400 combat adventures in it and 300 of them are with a goat, it lists it as goat 75, or angry goat 75%. The Teflon runs show that people do care about things other than low turn and day counts, and therefore specifically picking a bad familiar might be taken as a new competitive challenge. In addition, the thought of competitive 100% pet rock speedruns is just awesome. Arena familiars wouldn't alter the favorite familiar balance, so the NS's familiars wouldn't pose a problem. Oh, arena adventures would not alter the familiar balance. Huh. You know what? That's actually not at all a bad idea. Just storing... I don't know that I would want to do just... I guess doing just combat adventures would be fine, because in an Ascension run, that's the bulk of what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, the turns... It doesn't take turns to beat the Sorceress's familiars, but I mean, actually, you know, favorite familiar... Having just a little favorite familiar field in the Ascension history that said, you know, familiar, such and such, whatever percentage, like, that would be a cool thing to see. And it would also be a cool leaderboard. I mean, like, fastest, you know... like we could pick a certain familiar every day and fastest, you know, hardcore ascensions with a gravy fairy or whatever. Hmm. You know, we could pick the weird familiars and just have a separate leaderboard. Like, that is actually a pretty cool idea that wouldn't hurt anybody and would cause other people to start, you know, exhibiting behaviors that would make me happy. So, just another little tabled, I guess, to keep track of one run's worth of familiars.
That's cool.
Wouldn't be too big of a deal. We wouldn't be able to retrofit it to all of the old ascensions, but, you know. The one thing that would have to change, though, is we got to get on getting familiar kills and experience separated, because a lot of people are using the same familiar over and over again because they don't want the kills records to go away, and there's really no reason that it should. It's just that we kind of ran out of time to do that when Ascension was first coded. So, you know. But yeah, that's a neat idea, Hogulus. Hogulus always has neat ideas about familiars, and then we never actually do anything with any of them. He says he got all excited when he saw that leaked familiar item because he thought maybe it was. We had done something like what he said and that we said was a good idea, but... Reddening says, now that monster criticals make it so we refill our HP more frequently, any chance of adding HP restorers to the skills menu / top pain? I don't know. I could see maybe adding an optional thing to the account menu that also showed MP or that also showed HP restorers in the skills menu. Well, I guess, you know, you tend to go to your skills menu to heal anyway if you're a class that has healing skills and you actually use them, which, you know, whatever, if you're sort of not a power player. I don't know. Maybe I can finally get over my not wanting to do that.
It seems like you're either going to use your HP restores or you're going to rest at the campsite, and why not save a couple of clicks through to the inventory?
Yeah. Cub says, why is Rage of the Reindeer only 5 adventures per cast? At that, it's pretty expensive. Any chance that you get bumped up to 10 adventures per cast? Well, you know, it's... theoretically... muscle classes shouldn't have just super easy access to initiative boosters. I know that the alarm clock thing kind of works against what I'm saying there, but it should be expensive for muscle classes to have high initiative. And, you know, as such, Rage of the Reindeer is more expensive than other buffs, and I think that's fine. Moonchase says, hey guys, what about a smith in the box? You can combine the meatsmithing guide with the brainy skill to get the smith skill. There already is a smith in a box.
Yes.
Max Van says, how about making the palindrome required for one of the new guild quests? How about making it required for one of the new council quests in NS13? Because that's already what we're going to do.
And we're going to mess with it a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna probably make it a much higher level zone and make it not... It's already been tweaked a little bit. Like, you don't lose nearly as many stats as you used to from the adventures where you lose stats. But we can probably retool that to preserve all the jokes without making it something that just makes people angry.
Yeah.
We would periodically sort of go through these phases of, like, you know what? Adventures shouldn't all be good for you. They should fuck you out of stuff sometimes, too. But, you know, that's not fun. Kitu Dark says, can you make it so when you regain MP from the Sword of Static, it shows you how much at the end of combat, please? No, actually, because the way that works, it's not just at the end of combat, it's any time adventures are subtracted. So it can't actually output anything, because sometimes adventures are subtracted in places that aren't actually accompanied by output. So it's either... make it work only in combat, which would suck, and have a message, or make it not have a message and work everywhere, which I think is the better solution. Everything that restores MP silently.
And you can find that with just a little bit of spading, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can also just kind of, you know, glance at your MP total. Although, I think it's a little goofy, probably, because if you, like, use a skill that ends combat... your MP total will just go down by however much it restored less than it would have otherwise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably a little confusing, but, you know, you can also just look up how much it's restoring. I mean, you know, you have a vague idea just from seeing how much mana you have. Enter the Wumpa says, what does the title Defender of Loathing on the forums of Loathing mean? It means a certain post count. I don't remember. I didn't put a lot of thought into those, and they've since been edited, I think, by Elfrian to probably mean other things than they used to mean. Seven Lances underscore com says, you quickly change your name to Victor, and to Victor go the spoils. You gain 150 meat. Kind of cheap with a 300 meat adventure in the spooky forest, don't you think? Well, the 300 meat adventure in the spooky forest only happens once per ascension. Once you've gotten that, you never get it again. So, no, I don't think that's kind of cheap. I think that the other one is a neat gift.
Yes. Although I think he has a point that the 100 meat adventures in the mine might maybe want to give more.
Where are the 100 meat adventures in the mine?
All of the choice adventures in the mine have a meat choice.
Yeah, but I mean, the meat choice is really kind of the throwaway choice as far as what those are actually for. I mean,
right.
You know, if you're not in the middle of an ascension run, you could probably sell the equipment in the mall for more than the meat would be worth anyway, and that's, you know, that's probably fine. Or you could pulverize them or whatever and probably sell them for nothing.
Yeah.
If you had pulverize. Seven Lances Calm is just angry that he's not getting enough meat.
Yeah.
Sister JB says, what do you guys think about a ranged camera weapon capable of countering those monsters with spooky resistance, a la Fatal Frame? Well, if it was like countering monsters with physical resistance, then I think probably not, because the whole point of that is to make it easier for people who use spells and have, you know, extra sources of, like, mystical damage to get through those parts than just, you know, people spamming on the lunging thrust smack button. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, spooky. If you actually meant spooky resistance, then, you know, it could just be something that did extra. We don't really have stuff that does extra damage against specific types of monsters so much as we have stuff that does specific types of damage, and some of those are stronger against other things.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it was a camera that did hot damage, it would do extra damage against spooky monsters, I think. I never know which elements beat which other elements unless I have the chart in front of me.
Yeah, didn't we used to have one of those pentagrams up?
Yeah, I took it into the back room with me. I should print out another one. Fred Levi says, people should be more diverse. I tried a run where I used familiars I never used before and had a lot of fun. The bee and the ghoul whelp were the neatest. People should be more diverse. Fred Levi knows. Fred Levi says, I guess now that the peak has been nerfed, it's back to making meat the old-fashioned way. Selling chow mains.
Sure. That's, it never fails to baffle me that when we change something that makes it so you have to re-strategize, the people who enjoy figuring out strategy get pissed. Like, God damn it, I had my optimum meat reaping scheme up, and, well, now you have to find a new optimum meat reaping scheme, and maybe that will be fun for you.
Yeah.
If you give it a shot. Come on, kids.
Ryusei the Unmoxious says, in the spooky forest, if you have a symbol playing monkey while you come across the hit a monkey with a bone choice, you should hit the CPM and lower its weight through pain.
Hmm.
There's the balloon monkey also.
Yeah.
Bunyip Handler says, how long do you think it's going to take before people start bitching about the fact that you can't see Spec's pants so he has an advantage in the fashion PvP minigame? Eh.
Does Spec PvP?
I don't know. If he started, you know, then probably somebody would complain about that. But you know what? Screw it. That's his custom item is a slight PvP advantage.
Yeah.
Vorthark says, when I de-level a monster during combat, does its max HP go down as well? Is it possible to kill a monster just by de-leveling it? No. It is possible to shoot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
It's also possible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage.
Why does it have to be a yellow pumpkin?
I don't know.
Are you saying that only Asians make good drivers?
Yeah, that's... well, I mean, I know that's playing into the stereotype, but I think Asians are excellent drivers.
Yeah, right.
As rumored.
LlamaMan58 says, did you know that Compressor is actually the guy who writes toothpaste for dinner? Yeah, I just found that out from you. talking to Riff and Zeno about it, and they knew, somehow.
That's pretty groovy, though. I feel a little sad to know that.
Why is that?
Just because the anonymity of it was kind of fun.
You know, the anonymity of both, or...?
Well, knowing that... Not knowing who Compressor was part of the appeal, I think.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody found out, or if he, like, announced it.
He did announce it.
Yeah. Jump the Shark says, oh, I thought he said, do you think your lives would be different if you ever made this game? And I was going to say,
if you never made this game.
Different at all. He says, how do you think your lives would be different if you never made this game? I would probably be working the same shitty office job that I was 3 years ago. Still?
I probably wouldn't be married.
And I wouldn't be married.
Or I'd be married to somebody that I didn't like as much as my current wife. Mm. Bahu says, Larder Core. Increased full/drunk points, but no rollover adventures. Run out of food? Aw, drop the path, Sparky.
Wow.
That would add some really strange strategic elements.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose as long as you had 100 meat, you'd be able to get, like, urinal cakes.
Yeah.
And once you got to the, once you got access to the hippie store,
be a little nicer.
Jump the Shark says, have any of you ever watched the show Curb Your Enthusiasm? It's like Seinfeld on funny steroids, meaning it's funny, even without rape.
I think I watched one episode of that, and it seems like the kind of thing that would occasionally be funny, and most of the time would be just kind of irritating.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's got that whole, sometimes it's funny because it's awkward thing, which I enjoy, but I know that not everybody does.
I enjoy it to a degree. Like, I don't think I would watch Meet the Parents again, but I enjoyed watching it once. It's harder.
I don't think I ever saw it all the way
through. That
stuff. You know, I keep thinking that I like Ben Stiller, but I don't think I actually like Ben Stiller that much. He was good playing himself in Extras, that short HBO original series with Ricky Gervais that was, I guess, about supposedly semi-autobiographical about him working as an extra before he got, like, signed to do The Office. Which it was really, really, really funny. And I would recommend that everybody watch it if they can. I got sick one day, and the Pretentious Artist had, like, TiVo'd all of the episodes of it, so I just watched them. I watched the entire series at, like, 1 6-hour stretch. Bunny Bandler says, what do you guys think of those Teflon One Dayers? Oh, I'm impressed. The Teflon joke is kind of a groaner, but it's funny.
So what does that mean?
The no stick. One day sentence without hockey sticks.
I see.
Proving that anybody can do it. Bunya Bandler points out an issue. When you hit physical resistant monsters with a physical attack, it does one damage, but still has a lot of bam things afterwards.
Those are ironic.
Oh, okay. Those are our bam Margaras. You know what I hate more than bam Margara?
Johnny Knoxville?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. I like Johnny Knoxville. I dated this girl once whose mom was apparently just really, really, really prejudiced against Navajos, and she once told me this joke. What's dumber than a Navajo? I said, I don't know, what? And she said, nothing. Not a goddamn thing. And just kind of walked off.
Wow.
Which was funny, you know, except for being really mean. The delivery was pretty good, I have to admit. God, that woman was a bitch. Harry says, Pasting a meat engine to a plunger gives an auto plunger. We should obviously be able to paste a meat engine to a Matic to get an automatic.
Ooh.
Or an auto matlock.
Why an auto matlock?
What about a flintlock matlock?
I still don't understand why you need to lock down your mats. Well, like battening down the hatches.
You know what? One feature that my car has that I wish every car that I had ever driven before this car had is a little device for locking down the floor mat. Because the way that I drive just causes the floor mats on a lot of cars to get balled up under the pedals. And so I always just got rid of them. That's bad for the car. Kuagi says, "Hey, Jake and Company, where did you guys go to college and how did you learn to program?" I went to the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana for a year where I majored in smoking weed and failing out. And then later on I attended Yavapai Community College in Prescott, Arizona, where I sort of accomplished nothing. And then when I got older, I went to ASU and just got a liberal arts degree. Good old Arizona State. One of the hardest to get into colleges the U.S. educational system has to offer. Seriously.
Yeah.
Very stringent entrance standards.
I think Northern Arizona University is a slightly more prestigious institution.
Yeah, it's a little bit more prestigious, yeah.
Only because you can't fall down on the sidewalk and get third-degree burns.
Smells a little worse. What from all the hippies and all.
Yeah. And the dog food factory. After, like, railing at you for, like, Flagstaff doesn't smell, the dog food factory doesn't smell like anything, blah, blah, blah. At the apartment on the east side that we got there, it pretty much every day smelled like, I don't know, like stale, weird dog food.
Yeah. I was never just making that up. And seriously,
I kind of thought you were.
Everything in Flagstaff is just covered with dirt all the time. Like, seriously, drive up there, run your finger along anything, and your finger will be dirty.
Yeah, just don't run your finger along the people, because they'll probably take offense.
Yeah.
But they will be dirty.
Evang says, "I know I've asked this, but I don't know if you've ever answered it. I swear you mentioned a third Grimmicite second prize. Whatever happened to that?" I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that we had... Okay. It wasn't a Grimmicite thing. The thing is, what the initial conception of the second prize was something completely different, and I didn't really... I don't know. I mean, I think that a way that I could solve my narrative frustration with that would just be for the Penguins to, like, do something different every now and then. Like, take a break from raffling off Grimmicite and raffle off something else. And that would be fine. But yeah, there is a prize that's coded and everybody except me is satisfied with, that really probably ought to get in there at some point. Evang also asks, "This too has probably been asked before, but would a cheapskate be able to donate the equivalent of $15 Canadian in U.S. dollars for a Mr. A?"
They would need to do is donate the equivalent in Canadian dollars of whatever $10 U.S. is.
Yeah, well, no, they'd really have to donate the equivalent in U.S. dollars of whatever $10 Canadian is, which, I mean, theoretically, Mr. A costs like $7.50 or $7.75 or whatever, but, I mean, no, it's the reward is not, the reward has never been for the money, it's for the effort of acquiring the money. I mean, you know, we make fun of the Canadians and we want to give something back. So it's easy for them to get Mr. A's, but it's hard for you, unless you have ever been to a bank, in which case maybe it's easy. Evang says, "If you nerf auto sell prices, will gift shop store prices themselves drop too? I can understand keeping red balloons at their current purchase price, but nothing else." You know, it might. I don't know. Death by Pie says, of the old asymmetric.net staff, which ones were but figments of your demented imagination? Also, Captain Crotch should be an NPC in KOL. They all were, except for Bjorn the Mighty, who was Mr. Skullhead, and for Sergeant Sausage, who wrote a couple of things, who was the Bjorn who wrote the Haiku Dungeon. And that Vato Lobo Loco was the pretentious artist, but the rest of them were all me.
It was confusing for me, actually, reading that site, because I knew that you knew a guy who used to be a frat boy, and I knew that you knew a hippie that Pretentious Artist was dating. So
right, yeah.
I thought they were at least inspired by...
Yeah, I mean, they sometimes were sort of caricatures of... But, you know, they were mostly just sort of the disparate elements of my own personality.
Your female hippie side?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's hippie side is kind of female.
Yeah. Hippie side, by the way, is still a crime.
Disco Rabbi says, visiting the pretentious artist with the continuum transfunctioner should give you a dude or sweet tattoo.
He's got a point.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Jump the Shark says, what are your middle names? Yancey, Phil, Ewing, Ledwig, Liberace? I mean, my middle name is Ewing, which seems weird that you would say that if you were guessing, but... And it seems weird that you would bring up all those others if you already knew. Are you just making fun of me?
Yeah, why are you asking questions to which you already know the answers?
Mr. Skullhead's middle name is...
Danger.
Danger.
Thomas.
Preparation. Thomas. Yeah.
Crypta.
Yep. It's funny. I think somebody from Krypton opened up a restaurant where Manuel's used to be because, like, one of the lights on the sign... went out, and so it's like Manel's Mexican Restaurant. So that made me pretty happy. And then, you know what, I thought one of the lights was out, but it turns out that somebody apparently like threw a brick through the sign, because when I saw it during the day, it's just like completely destroyed.
Maybe somebody's just going around taking the letter U out of a lot of signs, like some rage from seeing people use the letter U as a word that led to hatred of the letter itself.
We did have a steak at Black Ang's the other night.
Black Ang and I are getting old, motherfucker.
Jump the Shark says, what item do you think there is the most of? Toast? Spices? I could tell you if I looked. It's probably something boring. Jump the Shark says, did you hear about the Red Hot Chili Peppers being sued by Tom Petty? He thinks that they stole parts of one of his songs. Bought legally both songs. They sound nothing unlike.
By which he meant alike.
Right. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's the new Chili Pepper song, Danny California, and Mary Jane's Last Dance. And they do have the same chord progression and kind of the same... set up for the lyrics in the tune. Just the Red Hot Chili Peppers is a little faster and a little more orchestrated.
Yeah, I mean... Huh.
I wouldn't say that he should sue them, but it is pretty similar. I doubt they were trying to rip him off, which means he shouldn't sue them.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Max Van says, even though you can no longer buff Xenophobe, can you still wang him? I don't know.
It depends on his personal preference. And
we have a don't ask
your
don't
pickup
tell
line. Okay, somebody let me know if my computer makes noise, which I assume somebody will. I just clicked on a link and saw a Flash video start, but for the horrendous echo that I get off of SAM 3, I've turned my headphones all the way down.
Hurricane asks if any of us have seen A Scanner Darkly. I saw it, and it's friggin' awesome. I did not see it either. They might be playing at, like, the Dollar Theater here. Rule 5 says, why don't you gain 10 meat when you conjure 10 meat out of the guy's ear in the guild? Because you hand it to him. That's a shitty magic trick if you don't give the kid the quarter you find in his ear.
Yeah, wait, so you've been walking up to kids and going, hey, what's that in your ear? Oh, it's a quarter. Thanks.
They just start screaming. And then their dads come and beat you up. Or their moms, in my case. And by up, I mean off. Jump the Shark says, just a quick reminder, eat your vegetables or you become a vegetable.
Okay. This is, you know, this account is for people to send questions to, not commands. We are not at your command, Jeff the Shark.
Rickett says, is the Crimbo Elf item drop and attack much better than the Elemental Gravy Fairies? Are there any plans to make it a little better? I don't know. Nobody ever complained about it before, so I think the Crimbo Elf, like most of the older Mr. Store familiars, its primary value is in its rarity.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, 8 June Ohms is the gun run. And he's telling us a story. Hey, guys, my English 3 teacher gave my entire class new composition books and told us that our homework for the weekend was to fill the entire book with whatever we wanted. So I'm filling it up with questions. Gleeb says, why did you change the green snow cone page to not summon daily? Do you hate Team Teflon? Do you believe that there were one day ascenders?
Bullshit.
Bunchita asks if we've ever read a romance novel.
Nope. Can't say that I have.
And if you read a romance novel, would you be a bodice ripper or a bodice rippy?
I would be a bodice rip-rop rippity-do, probably.
I don't think that I've ever even, like, glanced at a romance novel.
I think all of Anne Rice, which is kind of the same.
You know, that's more than I have ever been able to actually accomplish. I really want to read Interview with the Vampire, and I keep trying, and it just keeps stopping me from reading it by being incredibly boring.
Yeah, I started reading that 4 or 5 times before I finally gave up.
Yeah. I like the movie. Maybe that's what I get. I get the movie. That movie also gives me another opportunity to sort of come out with my creepy, like, that girl was way hotter when she was 12. Principle that I seem to be so fond of. Dive Ernest says, the possibility giant's critical text seems to be cut off the end, unless it ends with, your eardrums flee from your head in terror, witch. That's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, it's calling you a witch, and it doesn't know how to spell.
Right.
And no, it doesn't, and it never did. We're at war with Oceania.
Pasta Womancer says, could you please describe Kingdom of Loathing using one song lyric? Using one song lyric.
I've got wheels of polished steel. I've got tires that grip the road.
I don't think I can think of one. I'll have to.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Foggy says, this is an interesting idea. In the adventure that drops Cheetos at the ICP, can the burrito that drops be primary stat dependent like the Avalanche adventure? That is actually, you know, it's not, that's going to make people mad because the people who would really like to have an insanely spicy enchanted burrito at that point are the people who wouldn't get one. Parafert says, if the king is imprisoned, how can loathing be a kingdom? Isn't it more of an oligarchy or a junta or something? What does junta actually mean?
I thought that was the Spanish word for coup. That you wouldn't call a government a junta, you would call, you know, somebody would have a junta and then set up their government.
Huh. I always think of the word junta and the word cabal in the same sentence. Like Madonna got real into the junta.
The juntaism?
Yeah.
In modern usage, junta typically refers to a collective military dictatorship.
Ah. I wouldn't call the council military. I mean, they're more like pulling the strings. It's sort of like a Illuminati kind of thing, except they're, you know, not pretending not to be in charge. So I guess it's nothing like the Illuminati.
I kind of always assumed that they were not so much in control of anything, but just like a group of concerned citizens that were trying to better the situation.
Led by Abe Vigoda.
Yeah.
No relation. Rowden says, don't be sad about the overuse of volleyballs and sombreros. I heart my NPZR and had a great time putting them together. Say hi to the nice people, Jubei Blackbeard V3.0. I should go through and read everybody's names for their NPZRs, because I had trouble coming up with one for mine. I don't think you need to force people to do anything. I don't play optimally, and I enjoy the game. I feel I have a much richer experience than a speed ascender. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've heard so many people talking as new players about how, like, how much better they fare in combat once they find their Mosquito or their Gru or whatever. And, you know, that's probably fine.
And we don't want to force people to use different familiars, but if we can reward people for that in such a way that it makes them want to do it,
that
would be groovy.
People misinterpreted my little sort of speech in the last show. Like I said in that thread, I was mostly just kind of, you know, getting a little sad about the fact that, you know, we sort of made this decision about the way the familiars work to begin with that just made one category of familiars so much more valuable in terms of actual gameplay than the others that, you know, even if we decimate them. You know what? What always bothers me is that I always misuse the word decimate even though I know that I'm misusing it. Because decimate means to, like, remove 10% of. And I always use it as, like, to remove 90% of.
Yeah. Although I thought that was the origin of the word, but that wasn't really what it meant these days.
Yeah.
Because it comes from the Romans killing one out of every 10 of their troops after they lost a battle or something, doesn't it? Some kind of punishment. The first definition on dictionary.com is to destroy a great number or portion of, and second is to select by lot and kill every 10th person.
Oh, well. Never mind. Robotman says, in the cemetery, why don't the ghouls and Zmobies try to eat each other? How do you know they're not when you're not there?
Yeah, I mean, when you get there, they're more concerned with you, but that doesn't always be the case.
I think you mean that am not is always the case.
Right.
A Naked Jew says, in my fantasy Bang Scully's Mom League, my draft choice was Jick. Thanks to this, I'm now in first place with 30 billion points. Thanks, Jick. You're welcome. And you're welcome, Mrs. Skullhead. Mrs. Skullhead's mother-in-law. Hogula says, is there any way we could hire new shopkeepers using meat from Hanks? No, but you can ascend and then hire a new shopkeeper. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is it possible for a familiar to be part of an outfit? And if it is, will it happen at some point? It is not currently possible for a familiar to be part of an outfit. And I kind of doubt that it will. You know, we can kind of fake it. Anything that requires a specific outfit in code could, you know, easily require a specific familiar in code. Like that part of the Sorcerer's Quest that requires a specific familiar, for instance.
That's an interesting thought. I always thought you should have a bonus if you have a familiar that's appropriate to an outfit.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is the pirate outfit in VGR.
The star. The pirate skeleton.
Yeah.
Also. The star outfit and the starfish, which, you know, has already got that kind of theme going on. But I'm not sure we could come up with some, but I don't think we'd want to have to come up with one for all of them.
Yeah. The gravy fairies and the cross-dresser dress. Maybe not. Do you mind if we have our music break?
Not
so
at
I can
all.
Pee? All right. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
This song is for the rats who hurled themselves into the ocean when they saw that the explosives in the cargo hold were just about to blow. This song is for the soil. It's toxic clear down to the bedrock, where no thing of consequence can grow. Drop your seeds there, let them go, let them all go. Thank you. sorry for. And once there was a desk, and now it's in a storage locker somewhere. And this song is for the stick pins and the cottons I left in the top drawer. Let them all go.
Yeah. to disappear.
Are turned on, so
hey, all right.
It is now safe to turn your speakers back up so that you can actually hear what we're saying.
Welcome back to the Morning Zoo with Scooter and the Nuge.
What's up, Philadelphia?
Cornoke says, why do utensils require muscle to equip? Wouldn't it make more sense for them to be low-powered and have a mist requirement proportional to the amount of extra spell damage they do? Yeah, and it'll probably eventually become that. I just need to think about that a little bit more first. Millennium says, isn't Aloysius pronounced like Ahoy, only with an I, like Aloysius? No, only with an L, rather. No, it's Aloysius.
That's one of those words that I really didn't link with its spelling for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Like indict. And so, you know, on the news, I always hear about people being indicted, but, you know, whenever I read about it, they're being indicted. That's
right.
Weird.
Rhetoric and rhetorical, says Riff.
No, I always figured those were related.
Yeah. Oatgan says, speaking of which, did you take any foreign languages in high school or college? Please answer in the form of a question. Well, didn't I already tell you that I took 2 years of Spanish in high school? And isn't it obvious that 4 semesters of college German were something that I took in the passive voice?
Wouldn't it be true that I majored in Spanish in college? And isn't it true also, counselor, that was probably not the best career move?
I think what's more apt to be the truth is that you can't handle the truth.
I can't handle your mom, though.
You have to admit that you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Yeah, that's probably true.
When I do it to your mom, I do it to her in places you don't talk about at cocktail parties. Yeah. I mean, Riff's always talking about the butt at cocktail parties. So that's kind of
like the backseat of a Volkswagen. I generally don't talk about those at cocktail parties. I think the only reason I took Spanish was that I knew that someday I would work for an online role-playing game, and in that role-playing game there would be several monsters that it would be funny if their attack texts were in Spanish. In the bog down in the valley.
Spaz Attack says, is the defective skull a reference to Bob from the Dresden Files? If not, you should read them. Jim Butcher is the author. Well, we'll do. I don't think so. Riff, is it a ref? Is the defective skull a reference to Bob from the Dresden Files? No idea what that is, says Riff, so no.
It's actually a reference to that chick from the Dresden Dolls. The one who sings like a crying tuba.
I don't know anything about the Dresden Dolls. What's a song that they do?
Coin-operated boy.
Oh. Wait, like a crying tuba?
Yeah.
Crying tuba what? Tuba toothpaste?
Yeah, keep digging.
Jump the Shark says, do you think KOL will ever be sold to some big company like Viacom? That would make me a sad panda. Well, you're a panda jumping a shark? No, I don't think that I'll ever sell KOL to some big company like Viacom.
Apparently, it hurts Jake's soul when I joke about the fact that I would sell the company, so I'm going to say that I wouldn't sell it either.
There you go. Thanks.
And that's not a joke.
Now you? You guys are all fired.
We've already established what we are. Now we're just haggling over the price.
All right. Spaz Attack says, in the description of a Knobgoblin chef, it says, he wields a mean ladle. Well, then, why can't you only get a spatula out of him?
Because the ladle is mean. And it's so mean you can't even hold on to it.
It left him, and he took the spatula as sort of on the rebound.
It doesn't say he currently wields a mean ladle.
Evang says, I read on Wikipedia that there's a Charlie Brown cartoon where Linus falls in love, but then the girl dies of leukemia. I swear that Charles Schulz is a sadist.
And a racist.
Yeah, the whole,
for suggesting that, no black people play hockey.
Yeah. I don't know that that really makes him racist. I think it makes him kind of not a good judge of what things are okay to say, I guess.
Yeah, that actually kind of annoyed me when I read that whole page with people responding to that cartoon by, about, oh my god, isn't it awful how people used to be so racist? And in the 50s, he put a black kid in the cartoon who, you know, drank out of the same water fountain as Charlie Brown. So I think he was fairly forward-looking.
Yeah. The thing that bothered me about that situation was not the comic so much as his, like, sort of asshole response to the letter that the guy wrote him. Like, I don't know. I mean, you know, he could have made those same points without being a dick.
Yeah, I wish that guy was dead.
I've just never, ever believed that Peanuts was at all funny. Even when I was a little kid, I just found it boring.
I used to enjoy reading it, but I wouldn't call it funny. I don't think I've ever laughed or chuckled or guffawed. Or tittered.
There's nothing as bad as Family Circus. I mean, at least Family Circus, the ones where there's like the dotted line around the neighborhood are kind of cool because there's just like a lot of stuff drawn.
Did you see the one where somebody did like a parody of OCD and it showed him like the dotted line on the street?
All right, back to the thing and back. Riff's describing the OCD parody of that.
I think the value of the Family Circus comes in providing fodder for satire.
Yeah, yeah.
LSK points out that the reward for the for attending KOL Con 3D.
I actually didn't think that those redemption codes were active yet. I didn't understand what the urgency was on that because I didn't realize that they were actually available to people. Okay. Yeah, but I know that they went out with the pre-reg packets, but I didn't think that the codes had actually been released into, like, redeemable space yet. Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know that until just now, so that's why they don't have an image or an effect. So I'll take care of that. I'm drawing stuff today, so whatever I need to draw, I'll draw. Cyan220 says, will the cupcake drop rates during the Astral Adventures ever change? I seem to recall that when you were planning the Badger, you described it as something that might help balance leaderboards for those who don't have snow cone tomes. I don't know that I said that.
I think what we said was it was a way for people who don't have snow cone tomes to get those effects. We didn't say that it would be getting those effects in the same quantity.
Yeah.
so probably not.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, did you get around to playing Black Shift? If so, how did you like it? I did not get around to playing it, sorry.
Nor did I.
O'Grady says, have you guys checked out superdickery.com? It's a collection of old Superman comic books that have that sound funny or have weird scenes. Check it out. When I think about Super Dickery, I just think about how inferior it is to Bum Rape Island, which everyone should read right now.
Here on Bum Rape Island. Da, 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 da.
Not like Goblin Island, the place where goblins are born.
I have checked out superdickery.com. I think it's misrepresentational because most of the cartoons that comics that show Superman being a dick are some kind of alternate universe, or it's the cover image for the story of the guy who looked just like Superman but was a dick.
Huh. Yeah, Bum Rape Island is funny. I forget who it was that had that as their profile link. It was some British players. Oh, boy. Strong Bad Fan EX says, idea for a Pirate Clover adventure. A combat adventure in which you attack a grog machine to get 10 or 12 grogs. That or a choice adventure with the options kick, punch, or yell at. I don't remember that part of Monkey Island, actually. Like the rock in the movie of Dune. Kick it, punch it, yell at it. Now, watch me shoot this gun at it and it explodes. Yay. Strong Bad Fanny X says, I don't know what you plan to do, but I think it'd be a good idea if you can't have a gauze hammock and a beanbag at the same time. Yeah, that would be how it would work. Arago says, plexiglass paraphernalia and stainless steel suit, please. We've all been waiting quite a while. Well, you've been waiting for something that was never going to happen. The outfit code would have to be completely rewritten to work that, I think. Well, I don't actually know. I mean, we'd have to completely rewrite the equip section if we wanted to show up in that drop-down list. I mean, it could be kind of a half-ass outfit that maybe gave you a tattoo or changed your avatar or whatever, but as a real outfit, it's not technically feasible. It's fun. Arago says, multi-use on Awful Poetry Journal, please. Doesn't the Awful Poetry Journal not... What does it do when you use the Awful Poetry Journal? Why would somebody want multi-use on that?
Masochist.
Arago says, does Tower of the Terrapin affect the damage done by head and knee butt? I believe it does.
It's pronounced doe.
Dow.
So it's actually the doe of the Dorapin.
Doe of the Dorapin. Let's see. Vanya Vandler says, I always look like the GIF of the 3D glasses when I see it, and why isn't it a hat? Have you just not gotten around to it yet? Yes. Shaggy says, with Enchantlers, should seasoning select hot sauce when fighting a non-elemental monster? I don't know that it needs to really have any impact on that. It's mostly just a joke.
Yeah.
Bunya Bandler says, can you run a query on what familiars everyone is using? What's the most used familiar? It's just that most people who play really casually don't express their opinions about familiars. Yeah, I agree.
We're kind of aware that the forum is not a representation of the entire community and how they feel. We do know that people who post on the forums are the people who are really passionate about the game, so we try to throw them a bone whenever we can. But
I throw your mom a bone every once in a while. And then I'm like, hey, can you hand me that bone back? I need it to make some soup.
Stupid rat creatures.
The Pasta Fiend says, hey, a few times, Jake, you've played some Busta Rhymes skit that contains the line, listen, you played out player, I don't need you, I got a vibrator. What song is that? That's in the intro to Gimme Some More. He also talks about how he has specialty condoms made out of other people's dicks. Which, you know, it's funny, but it just wouldn't work at all, because one feature of other people's dicks, as far as I know, is that they've got a hole in the end. which is not a feature I want of condoms that I use. Possibly says, also, if you didn't hear, today is Carl Vember 7th. We shall never forget. Oh, yeah, were you guys watching everything change today?
Oh, yeah. We were just talking, Riff and I, about how it's a shame that this game started right after the end of Irony.
Yeah.
Because we could really have used some of that when we were putting the game together.
We were talking about it being September 11th today, and Hot Stuff noticed that it was also 420, and he was like, dude, I totally can't tell if everything changed or not.
Dude, what was it we weren't supposed to forget? Just, there were so many bumper stickers right after that said 9/11 never forget. That, you know, if I look at a clock and it says 9/11, I just have to say, never forget.
Ex-academic says, Jick, what kind of bribe is it going to take to get a stingray familiar?
Nothing's more funny than people dying.
The day before your wedding, I saw a stingray. It was dead on the beach. I think Steve Irwin stabbed it in the chest.
Ooh, that's why.
Yeah. Barstool says, who would win in a fight, Doctor Strange or the Naughty Sorceress? I don't know who Doctor Strange is. I think the Naughty Sorceress versus Doctor Strange Love, it depends on you know, whether she saw the bomb coming or not. Because if she made it past the first shot, she would probably beat his ass because he's all crippled.
Doctor Strange is a DC Comics sorcerer.
I see.
And, yeah, because on a level playing field, the person who's allowed to cheat and use all sorts of tactics that the good people wouldn't use is going to win.
Erathia says, have you guys ever thought about including an intrinsic skill quest where the reward could be one minor intrinsic skill to help with the sorceress or the run in general? Well, I mean, we've thought about quests that give you skills. There'll be at least one of those in the guild content. I'd like for there to be three or four optional skills per class that you can get by doing weird stuff. Optional stuff. So we'll see. Istanbul says, would it be possible to upgrade the mall interface so that if you searched for an item then clicked on a store, it would automatically scroll to the item you searched for? That actually wouldn't be all that bad of an idea if we put some anchor tags in there and have it bounce down. And it could just auto-select the item. Because then you just have to scroll to the bottom and hit it. But, I mean, that would just encourage more people to go into stores and buy shit without looking at how much it costs. So, you know.
Well, the thing is, I'm not going to automate the purchasing.
Yeah. It would still give you that pop-up, I guess, but, yeah. Istanbul says, also, would it be possible to change the Ascension interface so that you had to click a box for hardcore or softcore? This one got me. I wound up going softcore accidentally.
Huh.
I don't think so. Whereas I understand that there are two types of Ascension, and they are hardcore and softcore, there's really nothing called softcore, you know? Like, it's... just be more careful.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Orbrista says, are you aware that there's a Styx song called Plexiglass Toilet? I'm only aware of one Styx song.
Which one is it?
R2 says, the muscle classes have the Sword of Static and the Mist classes have the Hairy Staff to regenerate MP. Continued next line. What about the poor... When are the poor Moxie classes, victims of the recent nerf, going to get an MP regenerating crossbow? I don't know. When enough people whine about it? Just kidding.
Yeah, please don't.
Start that. Throw a chair at me, says, Jick, if you had a wand to polymorph, what would you turn yourself into? A chair!
Yeah.
And then I'd sit in myself. Tapiotor says, I've tried to play Crack Rocks many times, but I never managed to get it to work. What am I supposed to do? I use Firefox. The bats just keep mocking me with their cheerful little wings. You move using the numpad or the arrow keys one. I don't remember. Yeah, that game's also not done. If you beat it, you're going to be so pissed.
I really think that you should put some sort of ending screen on there.
Yeah, I should.
There's some sort of, like, 20-screen-tall scrolling thing about how awesome it is that you beat the game.
Yeah. I put, like, a 20-minute ending on one of the Jungle Raul games.
Yeah.
Which I don't think anyone ever saw. Nobody plays the Jungle Raul games.
It's all Crack Rocks this, Crack Rocks that.
Yeah. They can't even find the Jungle Raul games. You guys should find the Jungle Raul games. Those games are done. Those games are actually completed games. And they're fun. They were fun to write, at least. Yeah. Tard of the Fifth Territory says, why isn't Toast a Blues Brothers reference? I don't know any Blues Brothers references to Toast.
I think I've only seen that one once. So, I don't know.
I see. They order Toast. It could have a Rocky Horror Picture Show reference. Where, if you were a douchebag, you could throw this at a movie screen.
That would depend on... We could actually really cause a dip in productivity here at the office by me putting in a positive reference to Rocky Horror, and then Jake going back and making it a negative reference.
Yeah, over and over again.
Crack Rocks predates Firefox.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it at least predates Firefox being widely used.
Lilith says, what beer choices shall we have at the BBQ? And then it gives me the D smiley. I don't know. You know, we just talked about that. What Zly ordered, I'm gonna have to pretty vigorously veto. Because she ordered something such that there was not a single beer that I liked. And sorry, guys, but if I don't enjoy it, nobody's going to. I'm like the Vogon captain. No, I'm going to get a keg of Sam Adams, and I don't know. She ordered, I think, Honey Brown, Newcastle, and some Hefeweizen, none of which I like at all. But I can see how people would like Newcastle. So maybe Sam Adams, Newcastle, and then, I don't know, Schlitz. I don't even know if you can get a keg of Schlitz.
I don't know why you would want a keg of Schlitz.
So that you could drink a lot of Schlitz?
We could just take some Sprite and add a couple of drops of alcohol.
What? And that would be nothing like Schlitz at all.
Yeah. Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, E2K says, hey, Jack and Scully, I think it'd be cool if you could combine herbs and bottle of gin to make a gin joint. Bogarty goodness, it must be done. I don't know. We don't want any overt drug references in the game.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Like goofballs.
Like the entire journey to the center of your mind.
Or the the forthcoming little bitty square of paper with the mystical secrets of the universe written on it in very tiny print.
Perhaps your tongue can read it better than your eyes.
Yeah, so... Doc Trauma says, hey guys, I'm looking forward to coming out for Con 3. Should I have gotten my pre-registration packet yet, or have I been violently stricken from the guest list? Oh, you've been stricken, all right. Finger stricken good.
Wow. For the record, if you don't receive your pre-registration packet before you get to Con, don't worry about it. We'll give it to you at Con. You don't have to have it to prove that you ordered it.
Yeah, and everyone that was ordered was mailed out. If it doesn't get there, then you'll get the goodies when you get back, but we'll give you all the information, we'll give you the information portion of the packet at GameWorks. I was going to say GameStop, but I'm like, no, we're not making everybody go to GameStop. We'll just end up with multiple Game Informer subscriptions.
And you'll know it was me, Daddy, me, Games, know who was to blame.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Lady Ash says, in order to decrease reliance on volleyball-like familiars, have you considered including more quests per level? What I've considered doing is making all of the higher-level quests incredibly tedious so that they take at least 200 turns each to complete. In fact, what part of the giant garbage quest is going to be to actually spend 200 turns picking up individual pieces of garbage from a giant representation of the planes for no benefit at all.
Yeah. Well, I think that your first idea on that was better, where we don't do it graphically and just you have a link to click here to poke the pile with your sharp stick. You poke the pile. You get an empty soda can. You get, and of course you don't get any of the items really, they go into a big trash bag that you turn into the council.
Right.
And then they flip you off.
Yep.
And give you 20 turns of beating up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then reset you to level 8.
Right.
I can never forget, says, I was trying to think up a costume for the KOLCon costume party while listening to your show on Friday. You inspired my costume. I will be going as creepy date rape guy.
I have a feeling that this dude would have been going as the creepy date rape guy, even if he had an eye patch and a peg leg.
Yep.
There was some confusion about whether the costume party is a KOL costume party or a just general costume party.
Well, it's whatever they want it to be. I feel like, depending on how many people show up in non-KOL costumes, we may separate the costume contest into KOL costume and non-KOL costume, you know? Or if most people are in KOL costumes, then we might just do, like, a costume contest and then, like, an authenticity contest.
Mm.
You know, like, the way that the equipment for the LARP was judged or whatever. LlamaMan58 says, I'm going to go wear my Sabretooth Lime shirt to go see MC Chris tomorrow. I'll try to let you guys know if he plays / has heard of the game.
Thank you. Also, see if you can find out why he talks like that.
Yeah, yeah. I like him as Hesh in C-Lab, but, you know.
It was just strange hearing the first MC Chris song that I heard. Made me wonder, or just kind of assume that he sped up his voice because it was a song from the point of view of a kid in high school, but then that's just the way he sounds. Like, he doesn't seem to have gone through adolescence.
Jeffrey Duke points out an image that he made, which is the Clockwork staff compared to some staff in some villain's hand in City of Heroes. And says that I have some splainin' to do. I played City of Heroes, like, 3 years ago. Maybe not 3 years ago. I played it for about a month right when it came out, and I got a couple characters up to, like, level 17, and since then I have seen nothing of the content in there, so I actually didn't know about that. Sir Isaac the Incessant Babbler says, okay, I gotta ask. Can you make it possible for people to log in via player number? I was young and foolish when I chose my name, man. Maybe eventually. Freeman says, will any of the 8 new zones be for higher levels, e.g. 11 to 15? Probably not. Part of the goal is to kind of fill in the... What? Yeah, but that is—I don't think people really consider that level 12. I mean, they will. I mean, you know, the Yetis are level 11. I mean, I think what they're going to be is basically zones that people will be comfortable fighting in at levels 8 through 10, or, you know, maybe 8 through 11, because a lot of what we're trying to do is just to create some high-end territory to kind of ease the tedium of getting up to level 11. And so, yes, not higher levels than stuff that already exists, probably. Although maybe, I don't know. We got some siding to do, like some de-siding. You know.
Lord Saline says, can you have Mr. Skullhead say 8 new zones instead of Jake always saying it? Yeah, there you go. No worries there.
Yeah, sorry, I suddenly got distracted. Mellowcork says, how do you revamp Spirit of Rigatoni with boxing gloves on? Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Freeman says, have you watched this video, and is it a real hack or not? I don't...
It's not. Are
what,
you...
What is it a video of?
It's, some guy loads up KOL and starts some visual basic program, and then it sends a stat to 999.
Oh, yeah, that's not a real hack. Jacques Strap says, why is the universe expanding at a more rapid rate than was previously thought? Doesn't this contradict the theory of the Big Bang? No, I think the Bible pretty comprehensively contradicts the theory of the Big Bang, and that's all I need to know.
Yeah, and I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that will be all I need to know.
Yeah. Maddie B says, I ask again, you know what would be super? If I could send packages back to people without opening them. I've gotten packages sent to me that it's annoying to try and send back all the items. That would be a pain in the ass. Because, you know, you can't tell which package you're opening, so you wouldn't be able to tell which package you were returning. So, I'm saying no. Alan C. says, given the whole hermit killing thing, it seems like there should be some sort of special reward for pulverizing a tiny plastic hermit. That's kind of funny, actually. Acid Rain says, why are there no drinks to give to drunkenness? Will there be anything to fill this gap in the 8 new zones? Oh, I don't know. There aren't actually any items in the 8 new zones, as far as I know.
Yeah, there aren't any monsters either, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just 8 new zones, which are all identical zones, each of which has a single non-combat adventure that just de-levels your familiar. I don't know why it's taken so long. So, yeah, I think I'm just being an asshole. Nova Knight 21 says, rape is only funny until someone loses a body part, then it becomes guro. I don't know what that is.
Probably some other fucked up Japanese thing where...
Cornoke says, rape isn't funny until someone loses an eye.
Huh.
That isn't true. Nova Knight 21 says, you should put the pain trifecta in again so it really is a trifecta.
Looks like you just hit the trifecta trifecta. I just like the word trifecta. What can I say?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Glebe says, yeah, Hogulus is awesome.
All right.
Kenpo Karate Boy says, what, in your opinion, is the best KOL takeoff? I don't know of enough of them to gauge. I miss Lake of Boating. I would really like for it to come back. I'd really like to have a game to play like Lake of Boating. I'd like for Boozer Bear to finish his game. I'd like for Teyard to come back. I'd like to have a web-based game to play. Mellowcork says, Rage of the Reindeer doesn't give you initiative. It gives you damage and muscle. Oh. Well, good.
In that case, shut up. It's
less of a contradiction of what I said than I thought. Let's see. Kenpo Karate Boy says, what is the worst skill, and do you have plans to improve it? Conan, what is worse than skills?
The spirit of rigatoni, hero of the half shell, and the lamentation of the women.
Which is the worst accordion thief song. It's just it's just nagging and whining.
Which is the Dresden Dolls in game format. So the theme tonight, never forget and fuck the Dresden Dolls.
Apparently. I think they only fuck robots, if that song is any indication.
Yeah.
Barstool says, if the Palindome is going to be higher level, can the Talisman Onam be improved a bit? +1 to all stats in a high level zone is not exactly desirable. I would imagine, my current plan is that the Talisman Onam is going to become a quest item and have a completely different drop mechanism. The existing talismans and the things that turn into them will probably just turn into something else. To avoid having to, like, nuke people's collections or whatever, which, you know, that might bug people, I guess, but, yeah, I don't know. because it kind of doesn't make sense that, I mean, you don't ever need more than two of those, you know? So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
If we had done it now, we would have made them quest items. It's just that the whole idea of quest items didn't exist then. Do-do-do. Gleeb says, adapting my strategy is my favorite part of the game. I pleep K-ing the game, by which I mean I keep playing the game, because it's always changing. Well, thank you. Sailor Bowser says, is there any way to donate via online check? You can do e-checks via PayPal, but that's it. Enter the Wumpa says, dear Scully, new rule, no quoting fucking Cinderella. The last time I did that show, the put it in the goddamned 50s. What?
They put it in the goddamn 50s.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
The quote about it's impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage is a quote from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Yeah.
Which is one of the worst musicals ever. And he was saying the last time he did that show, was in it or worked on it, it was set in the 1950s instead of the Middle Ages.
Oh, okay. I get it. So that's a joke that I would have understood if I was gay. I mean...
Or if you had a sister who was in the musical. Yeah.
Sorry, Hot Stuff. Hot Stuff actually has a degree in faggotry.
Oh, nice.
Half faggotry, half philosophy. Because, you know, the question that he wanted to answer as towards the end of high school was, you know, I'm gay, but what does it mean? So, half drama, half... half drama, half philosophy. And Naked Juice says, I still think a great way to make a super hard hardcore is to block cramp benefits. No rollover turns, no access to the gym, etc. Well, you already don't get those if you're in Ronin or Hardcore. Yeah, I don't know. Ow. Enter the Wumpa says, Simpsons or Family Guy? Family Guy, because The Simpsons, you know, needed a Mark David Chapman, I think.
Who's Mark David Chapman?
I have the name wrong. Isn't he the guy who shot John Lennon?
Oh, it needed some mechanism by which it could have been taken out before it started to suck?
Yeah.
I got it.
I guess. you know, it needed to be like Nirvana. Where, like, one of the writers from The Simpsons would have gone on to write a show about Foo Fighters. I don't know. It'd be like a cartoon where the Foo Fighters, like, solve crimes.
All involving agents of Foo.
Corn OK says, I would like to meat paste a meat engine to the best page in the universe for an automatix.
Nice.
Question. How many boring people does it take to screw in a light bulb? Answer, just one. That's kind of a funny joke, actually.
Yeah.
Podzor says, will there be Grimmicite content for the non-super rich? I mean, raffles are for the non-super rich, sometimes. Ephraim says, I know I've already asked this, but what are the chances of winning the raffle if you're not a meat millionaire? Well, if you buy one ticket, the chances of winning the raffle are one out of however many tickets get sold. So, I mean, non-zero. You know, I know of several cases where people who've bought, you know, in the double digits number of tickets, I mean, 10 is the one example that I'm absolutely certain of because it came up in this thread. Somebody who bought 10 tickets won a second prize at one point. And, you know, I mean, maybe eventually we'll do a different prize where there are 10 first prizes one day, you know,
maybe we should do a raffle where everyone wins a prize because they don't use drugs.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea.
So that we can all feel good about ourselves.
Yeah, it's more important that everybody gets to play.
Yeah. Even when I was 8 years old, and they said, like, this is a really fun game. We're like, okay, how do you win? Like, oh, it's not scored and nobody wins. Even at that tender age, I was able to say, what kind of faggotry is that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's okay. There are plenty of things where nobody wins and you don't keep score, but none of them are games.
That's true.
You know, kind of games have structure. To Pyotr says, so if Tom Petty sued the Red Hot Chili Peppers, would you call him Petty?
Yeah, I do think it's kind of it's heartbreakingly petty of him to sue them.
Oh, yeah.
I am Air Rouge says, have either of you read the Sluggy Freelance webcomic? I read it for 2 or 3 years and really enjoyed reading it and read all of the archives, and now I haven't read it for about a year and a half because it turns out that having your job be fucking around on the internet means you don't fuck around on the internet as much.
Yep.
And if I started reading it again, I'd want to read all the archives again, and it's just a daunting thing to think about.
Sir Isaac the Incessant Babbler says, tomorrow is the primaries. Are you voting for tastes great or less filling? I don't get to vote in primaries, I don't think, because I'm not a Democrat anymore.
I don't get to vote in primaries because I kind of forgot to get my new voter registration card.
O'Grady says, Superman is a rapist. I don't know about that. I know that he never made any money saving the world from Solomon Grundy.
Yeah.
So since he couldn't afford prostitutes, maybe he had to turn to rape just so he could get some satisfaction.
So wait, Superman is Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Enter the Wumpus says, did you hear that one of the presidential candidates appeared on Second Life for a speech? People kept spanking him, apparently.
What's Second Life?
It's apparently it's the most popular MMO in the world that no one's ever heard of. You know, our lawyer plays it instead of doing any lawyering for us. yeah, I seriously. Griffin P says, between the two of you, which is the straight man and which is the foil? Actually, Scully's the straight man and I'm the moil. We don't have a foil in this group.
It's an odd relationship.
Jacques Strap says, why is the Mona Lisa smiling? Jacques Strap is lobbying for, or jockeying for the new gun run position. Barstool says, a junta is a military-controlled government after a coup.
I see.
The gun run says, do you know someone who has ever killed another human being? Let me think.
Not that I know
yes.
of.
Yeah. No, my dad, like, I think, drew his gun 3 times in the 20 years that he was a cop, but never had to shoot anybody. Some people that I met at my cousin's wedding had just gotten back from active duty in Iraq, and so some of them had killed people. So I guess I kind of know. My cousin's brother-in-law, who I guess is my cousin-in-law, has killed some dudes, I guess. The gun run says, have you ever been sledding? Yes. And I also tried, when we first moved to Phoenix, the people that we started hanging out with introduced us to this tradition that apparently kids in Phoenix are familiar with that we weren't aware of, where you go to, like, Circle K in the middle of the summer, and you buy a block, like a brick of ice, one of those, like, you know, bag of ice, but it's like a single rectangular solid the size of, like, a cinder block.
Right.
And you put a towel on top of it and sit on it and then use it to just slide down a grass hill.
Oh, no, that's...
I'd never done that before. That was fun.
The last time I went tubing is probably going to be the last time that I go tubing for the rest of my life. And we went down to the NAU campus, and there was not really a big hill for sledding down, but got our tubes, and I went down and kind of got bumped around and like, I really used to think this was fun when I was a kid, but this is just kind of slightly painful and somewhat entertaining. And then Mrs. Skullhead went down and hit a bump and landed without her tube on her head, which would have been okay. Like, she sat up and was a little bit groggy, but there were paramedics there who were apparently just, I don't know, kidnapping people, and they came and made her not move and strapped her to a stretcher and took her to the emergency room where she had to stay for 4 hours before they said, okay, we got the x-rays back and there's not a damn thing wrong with you, which, like, yes, we already knew that, thank you.
The gunrun asked if we've ever been arrested.
Yep.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I was arrested when I was 14 because I was riding in a car that a 14-year-old girl had stolen from her mom, and her mom reported it stolen. So police showed up at my house the next morning after our joyride and took me down.
Really?
Yep. Ended up having to do customer service at the dump.
Customer service at the dump?
Customer service? No.
Community service. I'm like, yeah. You had to do tech support for like for a landfill.
You look like you're trying to get...
My garbage keeps falling through the ground instead of staying on top of it. What am I doing wrong? Are you sure it's real garbage, ma'am?
So wait, a dump is something that anything you drop on it that isn't garbage just falls through?
Yep. Yeah.
Are you sure it's garbage? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
I've gotten a number of speeding tickets, and I've had to do a couple of roadside sobriety tests, which I passed with gusto.
Ooh, gusto.
I never practiced, man. I just, you know, can drink a lot before I become impaired. I always figured it would be bad news if you were too good at saying the alphabet backwards, because, like, why were you practicing that? And they would never believe, because I'm just a nerd who likes letters and words, you know, which would be true, but... The Gun Run says, what is your shoe size? I only ever wear shoes when I go bowling. And 10 and a half.
Do you act your age and not your shoe size?
The Gun Run says, of you two, whose brain is bigger? I don't know. We haven't squared off at Big Brain Academy.
Which probably wouldn't be fair, because I'm guessing you've played it more than I have.
Naked Juice says, the Killer Bee is appropriate to the Yandorian outfit. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gun Run says, have you ever stolen money from your parents? No.
No.
I think I can say that I've actually, as far as I know, never stolen anything from anybody ever.
Unless you count the money to get
things. Yeah. Or the fantastic bargains at Steinmart. Some people will say that that's a steal. Does Steinmart still exist? I only ever saw one, and it was like, that's where my wallet came from. It was right next to this apartment that I lived in here. Yeah, that was... This is a good story. Steinmart.
Yeah, das ist Steinmark.
Professor Tank says, have either of you heard the new Mountain Goats album? If so, what did you think?
If there's one newer than the Sunset Tree, I haven't. I started us off with... Or I played some Mountain Goats in the middle of the show.
Ah, I see. Takara22 says, if you had to have sex with one world leader of any time period, who would it be?
Joan of Arc.
I don't know, maybe Catherine the Great, because I, you know, since she's accustomed to fucking horses, she'd be the only world leader I could think of that wouldn't, you know, be really...
She's the only one who wouldn't notice that you were having sex with her, and so it would be okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't actually affect history in any noticeable way that might spawn a paradox. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, God, the Mountain Goats.
Margaret Thatcher when she was 12. Yeah. The Mountain Goats what?
The Mountain Goats are just freakishly prolific, considering they're one guy.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, they've put out...
I did not know the Mountain Goats was one guy.
Two CDs in last year and another new CD already this year. And they tend to be really good.
Huh. I've only heard that one album that you gave me. Dave from Hackensack says, have you ever thought of adding a jackalope to the game? It would be cool as long as it doesn't say fast as fast can be, you'll never catch me. I've always felt that the whole jackalope thing was really retarded.
It was kind of an example of how Dave Coulier just isn't funny at all.
You don't like Dave Coulier?
Not really.
You know, I have one thing to say to you if you're talking shit about Dave Coulier. I think you better cut it out.
Yeah. Did you see that bizarre conceptual humor that I put on my website back when I had one?
Right.
Took the Dave Coulier did online interviews with the Full House cast, and they're just kind of really sad and pathetic, like... Hey, guys, you're more famous than I am. How does that feel? So I took one of them and did a mashup of that and some of the HAL 2000 quote or Hal 9000 quotes from.
So that the Dave that he's talking to is in fact
Dave Coulier.
Which, yeah, that's fine. Langstaff says Kathy is worse than the Family Circus. That is actually true.
Yeah.
Kathy is worse than the Family Circus.
And Garfield is worse than Kathy.
I don't know. I think Kathy is worse than Garfield. But maybe that's just my. Maybe that's just
Garfield
my.
Is
there, I like cats.
There was
I
a
don't
period
like
of
women.
Yeah.
That's
there you
right.
go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a period of time where Garfield got an edge to it that was kind of interesting. Like, the Nine Lives of Garfield has some kind of bizarre and freaky shit in it. And nobody remembers this except me, but there was one comic strip where, or series where Garfield goes down for a nap and wakes up in this, like, deserted future. And it's just him sitting in the house slowly going insane for, it seems like, at least a week. Yeah, and then he kind of goes crazy enough that he hallucinates that he's back in the normal Garfield universe, which I think was the point at which that guy gave up.
Huh. You know what I found was this webpage, though, that just randomly show three panels from random Garfield cartoons, and a lot of times they were really funny.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The Garfield comics just minus the thought bubbles, huh? Just silence. Yeah. It's just silence. It was just sort of depressing stories of modern loser. Mr. Strange is Marvel Comics, not DC, says Ramen King.
No, he's not.
Ron says, link me to the Jungle Raoul games. Link yourself to them. go to asymmetric.net. I think it's in athletically unsupported... features athletically unsupported the Asymmetric Gazette, and then Jungle Brave Jungle Explorers exploits chronicled on PC or whatever, and you can download them there.
You know, everything I know is wrong. Doctor Strange is a Marvel character. Yeah.
So Piotr says, I've hacked the Crack Rocks game now so that I've gotten to level 53. Looks just like level 1 except that it's crashed. That's a good hack. That's like most of my early attempts to hack Super Mario Brothers with the Game Genie. Like, oh, great. Super, just persistent buzz with no response to controls, brothers.
It's kind of like the trick you could do to get him stuck in the wall for until you turned it off. Could you not do the walking backwards through the wall thing either?
I got to the point where I could do that pretty consistently, where if you go down the pipe before the warp zone loads, it takes you to world blank one, which is just a water level that never ends. Like, you just run out of time. Yeah, it was like, I don't know why, but I picked up an emulator the other day just to see if I could still do it, and I still just, like, I did it so many times showing it to people that I just kind of got it to work all the time.
See, I have a broken ROM of Super Mario Brothers that I acquired through perfectly legitimate means, but apparently a lot of the ROMs of that just have that water world. Like, it's impossible to get to the actual game because one line of code's broken or something.
I mean, I guess that would make sense that if that was like the default behavior, if like some level loading function got called with bad input, that it did that, then that would kind of make sense.
It's about time to let iSpeculum take over.
Is it?
Yep.
All right.
So, I'll see you guys tomorrow at noon for my show of music and fun, happy fun times.
Yep, and I'll see you Thursday.
Good night.